So we're going to do an exercise in vocal toning, but I highly recommend that you find songs, blessings, musical prayers from the lineages to assist you on your healing journey. Find the ones that you connect to. There are so many and they're beautiful. And sometimes there's something potent about not using our own language because of all the associations that we have with words in our own language. A song in a language that we don't speak can transport us to a healing place and to a different brain state for sure. I'm going to sing you a little blessing song that was taught to me by my teacher, and it sings about all the good things that you wish for someone on their healing journey, and that they be healed and they be whole and they be happy. And it's a beautiful blessing. And it goes like this. Awane hawazane hawazane chane nanoha. Awane hawazane hawazane chane nanoha. Awane ye torche nanane ye. And another one that I love is a Hawaiian blessing all about the waters of life and asking the waters of life to come in and bring healing power and bring all good things and blessings. And this is the Aumakuma prayer. Aumakua mai ike poe ola ho ike a mai ike ola a mama. So find those prayers to song that activate you and charge you. It can be a very transportive experience. But what we're going to do today is just as equally transportive and powerful. And you can do this anytime, anywhere, and you already have what you need. You have been equipped with the power of sound for healing, for clearing, cleansing, charging. Sound is energy work, and it is so overlooked and repressed, I see, because when I'm in session with people and I can feel that they need to release through sound, there's an emotion that's just kind of like jammed up and stuck in there and they need to release it. I can feel that. And sometimes they feel so inappropriate to make those sounds. So as I do this with you, this is like a morning shower, clean myself out ritual that I do. I never know what sounds are going to come out. It can be kind of like awkward. It can be kind of ugly. But if you look at it like cleansing and healing and you want to get those frequencies moving, you want to get those parts of the body engaged so that you can be all charged up for your day. So vocal toning is a wonderful practice. It's very easy. If you know the vowels and you can make a vowel sound, you can do it. So, you know, that's pretty simple. And when you think about people who were more connected to the earth through farming, being outside, in generations past, lots of them would hum or sing because we are literally charging and expanding, refining our energetic field as we make a noise. So make a joyful noise with me. It's something that takes a little practice and you have to be alone so that you don't feel self-conscious and you don't sort of alter your behavior depending on like what someone might think. You want to get into a space where you can just be totally free to like let those sounds be what they want to be. So let's try it. I want you to focus on your root center. So you can focus at the tailbone, the perineum, base of the spine, the feet, just the bottom part of your body is where I want you to focus first. And I want you to make the ooh sound so you can think about ooh as in root. See if this feels comfortable or if it feels uncomfortable. It may give you a measure of comfort or release, or it might be hard to do. You'll notice different sensations as you go through each energy center. So as we focus on that rooted part of our body, ooh, and do it with me. We're going to do three tones for each area. Ooh. Yours can be high or it can be low. It doesn't have to be in a particular note. Ooh. I needed that one. When I kind of play with the level of it, I can find the medicine in it. So now let's go to the low belly, the pelvis. This is what we refer to as your shaman center, where your power is and your core, your center of gravity. So as you put your awareness in your core, deep, deep down in that bowl of your pelvis, we're going to make a sound like the om sound, the O part of the om. And you can be creative with these sounds. They can go different places and you can add different things to them. It's fine. This is your practice, so you can make it how you want. Oh. So that one I could do all day. You'll notice where you're clearer, you can just ride that wave of sound. It's like ribbons of color come out of you at that area. And then the ones where you need some work, where you need some opening, some clearing, they might be a little gravelly. They might be a little like, oh, I need to spend some more time on this one. Solar plexus, upper belly diaphragm area. The sound we associate with here is the sound. Think about when you're aggravated because you've interacted with someone and it's affected you in your solar plexus. You can make a When you do that, you're clearing. You're actually clearing out energy that needs to be offloaded in that chakra. So this could also be the sound of you're trying to think of the answer and you can't think of it like that. Okay, here we go. Aggravated one with you, like, so you get out your frustration. I want you to hear me be like ugly with my sound. You know, like ugly crying. This is like ugly Tony. Yeah, that can be toning too. That is energy release. Now you can go more than three. This is just me guiding you through the vocal toning process. So we get to the heart and we get to experience a beautiful ah, like open up and say, ah, like when something feels good, ah. When you think about most of the names of God, they have the ah sound in them. So there's actually a meditation called the Japa meditation, where all you do is say the ah sound to connect with God. It's a beautiful feeling. I hope you enjoy it. There's those ribbons of color that emanate out of the chakra. I like to ride those waves. One more. Allow yourself to make sounds. Give yourself permission to not need to control what the sound is like. It's very freeing for your body and your emotions. So now we come up to the throat. We're focusing on the throat and the neck area. And we're doing like an A, like the letter A, A sound. Okay. A. Okay, and sometimes the I sound is associated here at the throat. I want you to try both of them here at the throat because this is a very important one. And I want you to sink and settle into which one feels the best to you. So here, still at the throat, we're going to do three I's. Day with that eye. It feels so good. So which one feels better to you at the throat? I would like for you to experiment with all the vowel sounds in every area and see what kind of experiences you have. Just be the experience. There's no rules. I didn't give you these vowel sounds in this way to lock you into another box. As a shaman, you are out of the box to see what is most effective. So now let's go up to the third eye, pineal gland, forehead area. And this one's really good because this one, there's several that you can do here. There's one called the bumblebee breath. And it's a yoga technique where you're literally just closing the mouth and buzzing. And it really does clear out the sinuses and activate the Ajna center. So the bumblebee breath is just and you're creating that vibration in your head. So see how that one feels. Let's do a couple more of those. Bumblebee. It feels very clearing to me. The sound and breath is coming out through your nose while your mouth is closed, and you can feel the vibration in your head center. The E sound is typically used in the upper centers. So it could be for the ajna or it could be for the crown. I'd like for you to play around with the tones, the levels, and see what feels good to really activate and clear both of the upper chakras. E. The levels are going to be because I've never toned into a mic before. So sorry if you have to turn me down on this, but you get the gist of it. You're not going to need me eventually to do this with. You can do this on your own if I'm blasting you out in your headphones. And let's try to go high. One last one. Take a deep breath in. So I hope you have fun with vocal toning. I hope you start to use the power of vibration, of sound that is your gift. It's a gift that you have. It's a gift that you were born with. It's resources that you don't have to go get from anyone else. It's pure abundance, just like your breath. So enjoy this exercise. And as you do your shamanic work, allow sound to be part of your rituals and your ceremonies in whatever way feels right.